From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announced Wednesday that he plans to retire, giving President Trump the opportunity to replace him with a more conservative judge. For years, the 81-year-old moderate Kennedy has been the decisive vote on many significant cases. His replacement could fundamentally change the makeup of the court. A Trump appointee would probably create a solid 5-member conservative majority. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives has defeated an immigration bill written by Republicans. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The defeat's not a surprise, given GOP infighting and Democrats refusing to back the bill. President Trump urged Republicans to vote yes in a last-minute tweet days after telling them not to bother with immigration legislation. That left some lawmakers nervous about voting for it out of fear he would again change his mind. The bill would have given the so-called Dreamers a chance for citizenship, a proposal soundly rejected by conservatives, whom the GOP's worried about alienating. It would also have financed the president's proposed border wall, limited legal immigration, and curbed family separations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met with President Xi Jinping in Beijing Wednesday as diplomatic, military, and economic tensions between the two superpowers rise.
It's absolutely critical that we have these open discussions as we look forward to a way that we can collaborate together wherever possible and discuss any differences as we must between two great powers.
This is VOA News. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebels signed a ceasefire agreement Wednesday that will take effect in 72 hours. The agreement calls for the opening of roadways for humanitarian aid, the release of prisoners, and the pullout of military forces. A United Nations investigation of human rights violations in Burundi has found that government opponents are subject to summary executions, disappearances, arbitrary arrests, and torture. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the Commission of Inquiry on Burundi has submitted its latest report to the UN Human Rights Council.
Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza's recent declaration that he will support the future president of the republic when his mandate ends in 2020 has been welcomed by several countries. But the UN Commission of Inquiry cast doubt on its credibility, noting it lacks a clear and firm commitment by the sitting leader not to run for president in the upcoming elections. Despite widespread opposition, Burundi last month voted for a constitutional change potentially allowing the president to remain in power until 2034. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A family source says Joe Jackson, the head of the Jackson's musical family, has died. He was 89. Associated Press music correspondent Margie Zaraletta reports.
It was Joe Jackson's drive and determination that helped turn the Jackson 5 into a musical phenomenon. He was also father to singers Janet, Rebe, and LaToya Jackson. Michael Jackson had said his father's demands for perfection crossed over into abuse. In June 2009, in the days after Michael died, Joe Jackson said they had always had a good relationship.
We've been close ever since he was born. I had to feed him. So it's very close. It was very close.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton visited Moscow ahead of a possible summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump. In Thailand, heavy rains have hampered rescuers on the fifth day of searching for 12 missing children and their soccer coach trapped in a cave. In Malaysia, police have seized nearly $275 million in cash, jewelry, and luxury handbags in raids linked to the scandal-tainted ex-Prime Minister Najib Razak. In the DRC, UN investigators have accused government troops and militia of crimes against humanity in the Kasai region, where thousands of people have been killed and more than a million have been displaced by the crisis. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.